The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
We learned that Jacob Monk, one of the Packers draft picks, has a cold water allergy.
I didn't realize it until now, but I think I have a cold water allergy. I don't like going in cold water, so maybe I'm allergic to that as well.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, I thought this was the baby's room. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, they said they weren't concerned, but did make the joke of, let's just make sure he doesn't go ice fishing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's probably wise.
Well, all men hate cold water because of shrinkage.
Well, ordinarily, I wouldn't mind, but...
But what?
Well, I just got back from swimming in the pool, and the water was cold.
You mean shrinkage?
Yes! Significant shrinkage.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Running around, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it. We all about it. They make the plans. We sit and count. Our chairs stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it. She running around.
On the plugged in, in the know, on top of things scale, Gabe Neitzel. 1 to 10. Where would you say we are, you and me, on top of things?
On top of things. I'd like to think we're pretty on top of things.
I think we are. We're pretty locked in on the storylines in sports. We tend to know what's happening.
I'd like to think, especially because you're a pretty organized person. Because you have to be, with the jobs that you have, having kids. Like, there's a lot of moving parts in
your life.
Running
a household absolutely demands.
There's a lot of moving parts, so you have to be organized and understand what is happening.
It is rare for me to be surprised by things, particularly surrounding the show. But this morning, you and I are on our conference call.
Uh-huh.
You and I are discussing what we're going to discuss today on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Bucks, Packers, we got Jason, all sorts of stuff.
Look at you moving things around like Tony Stark over here. And it's just you, me, and Joshy, because Chew, we knew was going on vacation. And then at 6:47, you say on the call, oh, Chewy's calling me. I say, oh, shoot, you better answer. I hope everything's okay.
Yeah, right.
Like, maybe he needs a ride to the airport. I don't know. What did he say to you when you answered his call?
What are we doing?
So, Chewy, we thought
Well, this is what went through my head, all right? Because I'm always late for being early.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm late for being early, it bothers me. So I waited till 47. I'm like, is my ringer on? And then I checked my call log, and then I'm like, maybe I got fired and no one called me.
I thought you were on vacation. We said our goodbyes yesterday. You left the studio and I said safe travel.
Well, that's the thing. Not just Jen, not just me, but also Joshy. All of us thought you were not on the show today. We thought you were done. We weren't going to.
Where did you get that from, though? Where did you get it from?
Well, when you
from
left
me?
Yesterday, you said you were going on a trip.
Well, I am on Sunday. We're taking the family on a cruise, but I'm down in Florida. So I kind of let the call go probably a little too long without calling you, Gabe, just because I'm trying to just bring my blood pressure down just a tad.
Wait, we didn't cause your blood pressure to spike, did we?
Let me ask you guys a question.
Oh, boy.
Are there things your spouse does or significant other does?
I'm going to stop you right
there. That you know is wrong or it isn't going to work, but you have to let them go to avoid just a conflict.
Absolutely.
Do you guys?
No question.
All right, so here we go. Here we go. We came back for the 10 days from Florida, right? So my son's here and says, look, the refrigerator is not cooling. And I'm like, great, one more thing. Okay? So And this all goes back to Angie, my wife's dad, who I love. Great father-in-law, the best. But he's 1972 Bob. That's what they call him. And what I mean by that is he'll go to the store and go, "God darn it, $6 for a gallon of milk. It was 85 cents 2 weeks ago."
Does feel like.
And in 1972, Gabe, I'm sure your parents were the same way. Things were simpler. You could fix cars. It was a carburetor, a manifold, right? You could, Gabe, your dad's an electrician.
Oh, yeah.
Probably fix things. Today, you cannot fix things unless you're specialized in what you're going to fix.
Because, I mean, there's so many more electronics involved, like bells and whistles that go into everything. Yes.
The fridge goes out, right? Dyson has to throw all the condiments and everything away. I'm like, you better call a repairman. No, I'm going to wait till I go down and I can diagnose it. So here we are. We're down here, right? Nothing in the fridge. Well, I think all it needs is a couple of Johnson rods and some floss, and I can whittle the compressor unit from Beechwood, and we'll fix it.
Whittle the compressor
from Beechwood. So this is what's going to happen. This, because I have the amazing ability of foresight.
Okay.
I just I can see things happen before they do.
Oh, the Beechwood.
She'll
not
get
work.
The thing running. She will get the thing running. I will go to the store, rebuy all the condiments, the eggs, the butter. We will go back home for the summer, and in 2 weeks it's going to go out. And there goes $150 of stuff, and then they're eventually going to call
the
repairman to fix it.
What are the prices down in Florida? $150 for condiments?
Do you live in Hawaii? Have you been there the whole time and you just aren't telling
us? Well, when you have, hold on.
He wouldn't get up that early.
Milk is $6 a gallon. What are you guys, 1972 Bob? I mean, seven different kinds of mustard.
Milk
you're looking
is $2
at $40
here
bucks.
In
yeah, like, I mean, it's
two so, bucks. That's what's going to happen, and I can see it. You know what I'm really, really good at? Really good at.
Saying I told you so?
Calling a repairman and scheduling for him to come and fix it.
I was going to say humility, but.
I mean, what? And you, Gabe?
Yep.
Gabe?
Yes?
What do I love more than anything in sports or whatever?
I told you so. It's your favorite
and I
thing.
Can do it. See, I can't. Hold on. I can't say that to her, but I can do it with a look.
Okay,
here's
so then,
the look.
So
I don't know if you guys. Here's the look, Jen.
You have to be tuning into the YouTube stream to catch that one. That was a very good look.
Another endorsement for the stream.
Hoping we can zoom in on that, maybe screen grab it, turn it into a meme or a GIF. Then she's giving you what you want. Let her do her thing. Look, I understand this mentality, to be perfectly honest with you. I hate having to call someone into my home to fix something. We used to have my dad. My dad was the guy who could fix anything. You'd call him up. He loved it because he felt useful. He loved putting all of that knowledge he had to good use. He loved helping us out. He loved saving us a few bucks from not having to call somebody. I don't have that luxury anymore. So now we have to call somebody. But I would rather try to go to YouTube, watch a video, and troubleshoot my way through just in case it is a simple solution, just in case it is easily fixable, rather than bring somebody in who goes, "Oh, you just needed to push this restart button," and then like, "Oh, well, here's your $200 for the 6 minutes you were in my home."
But it happened with the air conditioning. Remember I said I had to sleep in the bedroom when it was 80 degrees?
Yep. Oh, yeah, we remember.
It was the same thing. She Googled it, and the unit was 15 years old. Because of the salt water down here, an AC unit lasts 10 to 12 years. We're at 15. So she's like, "Oh, wash down the coils. Just wash down the coils. It'll be fine." You know what it did? It worked for 3 days when it was 74 degrees. And then it spiked to 85 and with no air conditioning. I'm like,
because I've done the exact same thing. When our air conditioning unit was crapping out, I was out there with a steel wool scrubbing down the coils. Just like, "This will work, I promise, this will work." So I appreciate this way she's... But you're getting
it
what
work?
You want to.
No, so it, ultimately, though...
It did again for a short time, and then we had to bring somebody in.
Ultimately, Chewy doesn't want to say, "I told you so."
He just said he does.
I mean, he loves doing it, but he doesn't want to do it.
Not
he does
instance,
it because he has to.
The only positive out of this, the only positive, there's one positive. The only positive is I don't have to cook dinner while we're down here because there's nothing in the fridge. So I'm like, all right, yeah, fix it. I'll buy the floss. How's that? I don't know where to get Johnson rods, but I will buy the floss. And I can get a piece of wood floating in the water right here. And I have a chisel. Oh, I'm going to breathe now.
So right now, what is in your refrigerator?
Some chocolate, a coffee grounds, and warm bubblies. That's about it.
Wait, time out. Do you really have to throw away your condiments if they get warm? Like ketchup?
If they're opened.
Are you sure?
They're supposed to refrigerate after opening.
Like ketchup?
A lot of those, yeah.
Because, you know, you find it in the dry storage area of the store.
Correct. But once you break that, seal.
I'm not talking about mayonnaise. I feel very confident you have to refrigerate mayonnaise.
The whole egg-based thing, yes. And whatnot.
But ketchup
eggs,
and mustard?
Eggs, too.
And like,
and
a,
eggs, right?
Like a Worcestershire? Yeah. Whoa.
It's going to
give me trouble
pickles?
This morning.
You think pickles? You
no.
Got to throw those away?
No.
Gabe?
He doesn't trust me.
Once you open the pickles and they cooled and they warm back up?
Yeah, again, if it says refrigerate, you know, after opening on the container... She's probably refrigerated. And then once it gets warm again, yeah. I mean, could if you kept your ketchup out on your counter for 2 days, do I think it's that big of a deal? Probably not.
I think
over a week?
Josh, are you
probably
finding
not.
Anything on the old refrigeration of condiments?
Yeah. I mean, anything, obviously, like mayo you mentioned, must. Absolute must. Ketchup, this is coming from Hunt's. I don't know if we're a Heinz household here, but the person from Hunt's says basically if you do not refrigerate your ketchup, it starts to separate the water from the rest of the ketchup. We've all seen that where it pours out that way. It also says that it can cause some of it to ferment if not stored correctly. So
ooh,
ketchup should be...
Boozy ketchup.
Should be...
boozy liquid ketchup.
So Jen, are you in Angie's camp where you would try to fix the refrigerator?
1,000,000%.
Yeah, no. Nope.
Absolutely.
Gabe? No.
I mean,
no,
I would...
Nothing about...
I would call my dad first.
He's like, you
I was
know
say,
nothing yeah. about electronics.
I'm going
you
to...
You know nothing about appliances.
I'm going to consult the expert, see what the expert has to say. And then if he can't help me, then yes, I go to the actual, you
we
know.
Just have so many more resources, Chew. The old YouTube is invaluable. You can find 70 people who are going to, you put in your make, your model, your year, your problem, and it will. And there are people who will troubleshoot you through it. Now, is it 100% foolproof? Obviously not. But I would rather start there and go through the watching of the YouTube and seeing if I can fix the problem, then calling somebody immediately, knowing that I'm going to be paying them the labor costs. And again, I appreciate their knowledge and expertise in the area. But if I can fix it myself, I would rather do that. And just so you know, Dario, my husband...
Doesn't really seem
someone.
Like you appreciate their expertise.
Dario, my husband, is the same as Chewy, where he's like, just call someone. Please, for the love of God, just call someone.
Do you know where this all started from? And Jen, you're probably the only one on the group that can remember this. Remember the old TVs where there were tubes in them and all this stuff? And your dad thought you could fix it. No, it's got to be this tube. It's one out of 400 that are in here. It's got. And then what does it end in? It ends in your dad smacking the TV. And then he throws his hands up. That's where we're at.
Yeah.
So I'm just bypassing the smacking of the refrigerator saying, work! Damn it! I put your rods in!
There's a lot of people out there with the similar affliction that Jen has where, well, I could figure it out. I can Google it. I can find the answer. The problem is you guys always go into it saying like, oh, it'll be a simple fix. If it's too much, I'll call the expert. But then you guys end up doing the too much because you think you can do it from a YouTube video.
Chasing money after a bad bet.
But,
exactly what
but
you're doing.
On.
Exactly.
But
you get pot committed.
Guys, there are certain appliances you can do this with. You can do it with a microwave, right? You can do it with a coffee maker. You can't do it with an air conditioning unit or a refrigerator. Because you need those things now
element?
And all day long.
Well, I mean, it adds another
layer
yeah. of complexity.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm in Angie's camp. Put it on the poll, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. Are you more of a Try and fix it yourself or immediately call the repairman. 800-990-3776. Ian saying, this reminds me of when we used to blow in the Nintendo cartridges to fix them.
There was never any... Scientifically, that works, though. Say,
there was never any evidence that it didn't work. It always put that sucker back in.
Scientifically.
Keep on playing.
And if it didn't work into the cartridge, then you had to blow into the machine.
Super Mario Brothers. Why is chocolate in the refrigerator is what Matthew wants to know. Matthew in the 414.
It tastes better when it's cold.
Well, you can't just keep chocolate, you know, out and about in Florida, can you? Especially when your air conditioning's going out.
Hey, if the air conditioning works, yes. If it doesn't, then no.
If the air conditioning unit isn't working as Chewy has described, that chocolate needs to go in the refrigerator.
It's weird that the chocolate was the thing you hung on to of that whole conversation we had. It feels pretty normal to be in the fridge.
I didn't empty the refrigerator. Dyson did, because he moved a lot of the stuff to the garage refrigerator.
You have a garage refrigerator. Okay, so that makes a huge difference. I was going to say, because when this has happened to us, we just have a bunch of coolers, and we just start stacking stuff in the coolers and then run out to the gas station and get some ice. Stevie says, Jen, would you rather fiddle around and break something so it winds up being way more expensive, or just bite the bullet and call someone immediately? I feel like we've answered that. Stevie, I would much rather fiddle around and take my chances than calling someone immediately. And Gabe, you made a great point. You said, does it really sound like you do appreciate their expertise? Because you think you bum, do their job.
They were specifically trained to do this. And you think that by watching a 5-minute YouTube video, you can obtain their level of expertise.
This is why you need to, in your life, accumulate as many guys as possible. You got to have a car guy. You got to have a heating and cooling guy. You got to have a plumbing guy. Yep. So when you call the expert, it's off the books and not going through the whole company. Accumulating guys is a key test to life. Or girls.
I can say this with almost 100% certainty. 100%. Jason will be on mine and Gabe's side.
Yeah. He's called Keith.
We already have proof of concept here, buddy. Yes. Also, just to respond to Gabe's accusation, lack of confidence has never been a problem for me, Gabe. So the idea that I go into this and I'm like, I can fix the refrigerator. There it was. I tried to go through the entire segment saying refrigerator, refrigerator, new year, new me, refrigerator. And then there at 7:17, I went back to my old Fridgerator ways.
I can tell you this, though, because she immediately went and listened. She's listened to the show. I ain't getting any action for at least 3 weeks. I can tell you that right now.
This never really seems worth it for you,
buddy. That was the dilemma.
Sometimes you just got to blow off steam.
All right, Chew. Good stuff. Good story. We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. We got to get to Jason Wilde, who will fill us in on all things green and gold right after this.
Ready? Put.
All Packers, all the time.
He has come light years in the last 2 months, and people should be over the moon excited about that.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically, or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from, Boucher Automotive, we are driven by you.
I feel like there is one place and one place only where we can start with our friend and teammate, Jason Wilde. Good morning, Jason. How are you today?
Keith Neitzel Electric.
That's exactly. Yep. Pretty much. So do you heard about Chewy's dilemma? You heard that Angie is trying to fix the fridge on her own. I'm sorry. It is the fridge. Yes, it is the fridge. I thought it was the air conditioning, but that was a different time.
She also did that, but that was yes.
You are a immediately call gentleman. Yes.
Yeah, under most circumstances, there's a few things that Paul is, more handy than I am, but, more often than not, it's, call someone who knows what they're doing.
Wait, so maybe this is a battle of the sexes thing, because I'm the one who does the YouTube and Angie is the one that tries to fix it on her own. You said Paul is handier than you are. Would she at least try to put the effort in to fix something before calling someone?
I think she's a very self-aware person who knows, okay, this is something I can do. and then this is something I can't. I don't think she'd try to fix the fridge.
All right.
Fair enough.
Yeah, the fridge is complicated, man. Jason. There's a lot of things going into the fridge.
Yeah, the ketchup, the mustard, the chocolate, the eggs, and the butter.
And that's probably the number one appliance in the kitchen when it comes to importance, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with that. We're power ranking appliances. I love it.
Oh, I can't wait. Well, I'll get yelled at for that, too, for stinking, but screw them. Jason, post-draft, give me two of the thinnest positions still that you're not confident going into the season.
Wow, I don't know if I have one.
Ooh.
Like, I have some, I just have questions about corner in terms of, we were told that Eric Stokes is doing great, looks great, but I'll believe that when I see it. But they only drafted Kalen King in the 7th round, so, you know, and I hope Jair is happy and healthy and isn't going to have any reason to be disgruntled and doesn't have any injury issues. But, no, they love Carrington Valentine. They like Corey Ballantyne. So, you know, while we may have thought they would invest more in that position, I think they feel pretty good about that. You know, the other position I would have thought was going to be defensive line. But, you know, I think they're fine right now. I mean, they love Carl Brooks. They like Colby Wooden. Obviously, we know what T.J. Slayton has done. He's been a little inconsistent, but they like him. We know Kenny Clark is a 3-time Pro Bowler. And John Eric Sullivan, their vice president of player personnel, proclaimed that this system is going to be great for Devontae Wyatt, who I have been meh about to this point. So if that turns out to be the case, they're pretty good there. So, the old saying that Ted had of, you know, you can think you're set at a position, but you're only a couple of sprained ankles away from being thin there applies, but that applies to every team at every position throughout the league.
Jason, are you surprised ultimately they didn't take a wide receiver? Because I thought that maybe they'd be looking for some Christian Watson insurance and trying to find another guy that has top-end speed in case the hamstring issues continue to persist.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, they've got, you know, not only did they not draft one, they didn't sign one in veteran free agents or in undrafted free agency. I know that Domofsky has told us that they really like Xavier Worthy, who is going to be the new Tyreek Hill in Kansas City. And I'm sure Matt LaFleur would have loved to have gotten him and put him into that soup. But no, I'm not surprised though. So you are, Gabe?
I don't know if I'm surprised. It was something that when we were talking about it on night two, doing the draft night, me, Joshy, Strophy, it was something that I just kind of had my eye on in the same vein of, okay, what are they going to do at defensive line? Are they going to draft a defensive lineman? I was thinking of needs they could have that we weren't thinking about that they would. And given the issues that Christian Watson has had as a hamstring, look, and maybe the board just didn't fall that way, right? Like, they wanted somebody who had that speed, and it's tougher to find those guys after the first round. There were a couple of them out there that maybe if they wanted could take in the second round. The wide receiver, Walker, out of North Carolina, I think went in the fourth round. So maybe that guy just in the board didn't fall right. But that's just something I've been thinking of. Hey, it'd be nice to have a little bit of Christian Watson insurance.
So, and I don't know if Christian Watson type players grow on trees.
I'm not even, well, because again, he's like, because of his height and speed, that's what makes him the unicorn that he is. I was just talking about more, yeah. You know, even if they ended up with Corey Bradford, right? Like, just somebody that can run that 9 route that kind of scares a defense and gives that little extra attention because he ran a sub-4.4 at the combine.
Yeah, I mean, Corey Bradford's 46 years old, but I bet he's still fast.
If he can run a 9 route, let's bring him in.
So here's the thing. So I was thinking about this, too, during the draft, just out of pure curiosity as to whether they would draft someone, especially given how none of us expected them to. And or almost none of us. And not only do they have the 6 draft picks the last 2 years, right? And 2 of those, like, Amari Toure is not Jerry Rice, but he's had some productive moments. And Grant DuBose, who was last year's 7th-round pick, spent the entire season on the practice squad, was injured coming in from the draft last year. So I think they still are intrigued by him. But then when you have Bo Melton emerge the way he did, when you have Malik Heath show you some things that you really like about him, like now we're in the, now we got 8, and I didn't feel like they would, with the other needs that they definitely had to fill, which to Chewy's point, I thought they did a fantastic job of creating not only competition but depth at some positions where they went in very thin. I never expected them to draft a wide receiver. I thought maybe if they were going to do something, they would go tight end. But I know they're very hopeful that Tyler Davis is going to rebound from his ACL. They really liked where he was at. Remember, he tore his ACL in training camp in preseason last year. And then Ben Sims, who has one of the best haircuts that I've seen in a while on this team. He's got super curly hair, but it's not a mohawk like Gallinari, but it's similar to that. So it's a really good look. And they thought that he was a really good, like, you know, to use a Chewy era guy. He was like a kind of a Jeff Thomason guy, like a guy that can actually play even though he's your third tight end. So I thought maybe they would pick a tight end. I know they signed one in undrafted free agency from Arizona State, whose first name is Messiah, whose work I was not familiar with after the whole cross thing. And so I just think that they feel pretty good about where they're at the skill positions.
Jason, yesterday was May 1st, making today May 2nd, and tomorrow May 3rd. That's how that works. May 3rd, of course, is the date that Jordan Love...
Nothing for the cross.
The cross messiah joke?
Guy? That's
nothing.
More Chewy's lane.
I got Chewy? Nothing.
I was just thinking Josiah.
Never mind.
Josiah the Messiah. Jordan Love's 1-year contract extension was signed on May 3rd, 2023, which means he will be eligible to sign another extension on May 3rd, 2024. We talked to Adam Schefter about this yesterday. He seemed to think that this would not happen immediately. This would not be like Jordan signing on the dotted line on Friday. But he did throw out that he believes it will start with a 5. And that has been the general sentiment, that we're in the $50, $51, $52 million range for Jordan Love. When do you think this will get done?
Yeah, I'm no Adam Schefter. We all know that. But I've been trying to tell people it wasn't happening right away. Gabe, I don't want to say that I scolded you on this, right? But I told you this quite a while ago. Like, this is... Goody was very clear that this was going to take some time. I mean, that was literally the phrase he used at the NFL meetings. The interesting piece, as you pointed out, Jen, is that if Adam Schefter thinks it's going to start with a 5, it's not because Adam Schefter just thinks it's going to start with a 5. It means Adam Schefter has talked to enough people to know that it's going to start with a 5. So, you know, I guess I thought somewhere between 40, starting with a 47 to 51. I still, and again, I think that he deserves a very lucrative contract extension. And I understand, you know, Favre used to talk about this all the time. You know, he got that $100 million contract, but it was like, whatever it was, 5 years, $100 million at the time. And he said, look, the next guy's going to surpass it. It's all about the timing. And that's true. But the idea that Jordan, who has had 9 or 10 good football games, having a higher annual per year average than, say, Lamar Jackson, who's won 2 NFL MVPs, I think he's still got more to prove. And so I have a little bit of a conundrum with the idea of paying to that degree more than a 2-time NFL MVP who just won the last MVP. I just feel like he should get paid big money, but it has to be below, if I was negotiating, which I would not be very good at, but I would think it has to be below Lamar Jackson. Am I wrong to think that?
Well, and Lamar is at 52. So it could be below Lamar in the 51-plus range or in the 50-plus range. But some of the other names on the list that I think you know, that we should address just for comparison's sake. Kyler Murray, 46.1. Deshaun Watson, 46 even. Mahomes, 45. Josh Allen, 43. Justin Herbert is at 52.5. And Joe Burrow is at 55.
Yeah, and that, and some of that is timing too, right? I mean, Josh Allen, they're working on a new deal for him. I'm sure that they're going to do something different with Mahomes after all the Super Bowls now. You know, I would rather have Jordan Love right now than Kyler Murray. I would, you know, the outlier here where the average doesn't matter is in Cleveland, right? I mean, Cleveland gave Deshaun Watson, that entire contract is guaranteed. So that changes that. Yes, I understand the average is 46, but like every penny of it is guaranteed, which I still can't believe they did. But be that as it may, Jordan's not going to get all 246 or whatever it was $1 million guaranteed. But yeah, look, there are guys on that list in the 40s that I would definitely rather have Jordan Love than. So I would put him above them in years in average per year.
Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us this morning.
We'll can I ask him one more thing, Jen?
Great question, too.
It's
a good story. Jason, it's a good story. And I don't know if you remember this, but it has to deal with Josiah Messiah and the cross. And I have a great picture in my basement where it was me, Tyrone Davis, and Jeff Thomason. And this is how psychotic some people are. So I have a picture. When I scored a touchdown, I would spike it. When Tyrone scored a touchdown, he'd just point randomly at some fan. In Jeff Thomason, we would call it
the flying tee.
Remember the flying tee? He got, Jason, he would get letters from some psychotic people saying it was sacrilegious because of what he was doing and what the flying tee looked like. And he considered stop doing it. Yeah. So that's a little tidier.
The flying tee.
And he'd get mail like, you're being sacrilegious. That's representing Jesus. I'm like, give me a break, you psychotic people. So
he didn't call it the Pontius Pilate or the who was the guy on the other cross?
Barabbas? Simon of Cyrene. Yes.
Come on.
I think Barabbas famously pardoned, right? Isn't that the story?
Yeah. No, he's the one that they let go.
He got he did not.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. He was free to do the flying tee, whatever it is.
Yes. Exactly.
And that concludes CCD for today on Jen.
Yes. Covered a lot of ground in a half hour.
All right, Jason. We appreciate you. What are you, Ave Maria-ing at us now?
I was trying to do the monks.
All right, Jason. You know, it does dovetail with what we talked about yesterday, which was how can the Bucks win? And we all said, well, pull out your rosaries.
Yeah.
You're going to need all those Hail Marys to get the Bucks a victory. Jason, we'll talk to you again soon.
What a finish. All right, take care. Be good.
Stuck the landing. Great dismount.
I love that Chewy was like, and it has to do with Josiah, the Messiah, and the cross.
Also framed as a question.
He didn't.
He couldn't quite remember what we talked about, so he just said all the words.
Yes. Leave me alone.
Best place to shop diamond engagement rings in Milwaukee. Of course, it is only at our friends at the Jewelry Center. Dean, the Dancing Machine, has a great team of specialists over there that are going to help you get that decision right. They sure helped me. I kind of sort of had an idea when I went into the Jewelry Center of what I wanted to get my wife for her engagement ring, and they pointed me in the right direction after showing me some of the selection that they had. Maybe you don't have an idea of what you want that engagement ring to look like. Take a look at her Pinterest board. If she's got anything saved on there, bring those ideas in. The Jewelry Center takes care of the rest. Learn more about the diamond jewelry selection, shop TJC.com, or stop in at any one of the three locations, Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington. Just make sure when you go to the Jewelry Center, you tell them that Gabe and Chu sent you.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Big hurt.
I heard that's like, eh.
Ron and the Keywing and say, you guys should slow down before you take on a sponsor.
Here I am.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Missed any of our conversation with Jason Wilde just a few moments ago, you can find it on Wisconsin On Demand, wherever you get your podcast. I'm an Apple gal. Just FYI, people were making fun of me the other day for being an Apple gal. They were like the Spotify crew, and they were like, it was basically like Crips and Bloods. It was basically like, what is the thing from West Side Story? Sharks and Jets. Yes, it was very Sharks and Jets.
Look, I feel like there are certain pockets of people that, yeah, we'll use that tribal mentality. Spotify people, and by the way, I have Spotify. It's where I listen to my music.
I also have Spotify is what I try to
But I do,
tell
yeah.
Them.
I too listen to my podcasts through Apple.
Apparently I'm very
no
old.
No idea what you guys are talking about.
But not as old as him, apparently.
We've always got that.
Do you know people can listen to the show after it's done?
Yeah, it's a podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where would you listen? If you were to listen to a podcast, where would you listen to?
Nothing like Joshy starting at the ground level.
You got it.
I try to jump to level three, but he's like, nope, going straight to the basement.
I'd go to ESPN 94.5 Milwaukee.
Gonna look for a while.
And then you're going to need to find someone on YouTube to teach you how to actually listen to the podcast. We had Adam Schefter on our show on Wednesday talking about Jordan Love. Because again, I mentioned that tomorrow is May 3rd. That would be the 1 year anniversary. And more importantly, when the Packers could sign him to that contract extension that would give him much, much, much more money for many, many, many more years. There are a lot of guesses out there as to what this contract could be. The most recent one I saw was $51 million, basically $255 million for 5 years, averaging out to $51 million. When we had Adam Schefter on, here's what he had to say about where he thinks this contract for Jordan Love will land.
Both sides know that they'd like to work to get something done. I don't think it'll be a simple deal to get done, but I do think that at some point before the season begins, whether that's in July or August, I would think that they get some sort of extension done, and it starts with the number five. That's my expectation. I just believe that's what it'll be, and they want to get it done. He wants to get it done. They all want to get it done, but you know what? It's like we've been waiting for the Lions to get a deal done with Jared Goff, and here we are past the draft, and I remember speaking.
I'll let that run a little too long. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, but I think that's a good point, though, with the Jared Goff thing. So I thought about this, and I should have asked Schefter yesterday. Are these two kind of, I don't want to say they're playing chicken, but almost waiting for the other one to get done? You know, like Jordan Love's waiting for the Goff contract to get done, so then he can, you know, then they can squeeze out an extra $5 million out of the Packers, or Goff's waiting for Jordan Love's to get done, so they can squeeze a little bit more out of the line.
I have a hard time believing the only Goff way is going to be in the same ballpark.
Yeah, the only way this gets done tomorrow is if it's for 48 or 47. That's the only way it gets done tomorrow. If it's over 50, this thing's going to go up until training camp.
You don't think Goff's getting anywhere near 50? I mean, I don't think he's going to go over 50, but I think he could benefit
How old is Goff?
29.
Oh, so he's got a lot of football left in front of him. Yeah, they'll be hand in hand, I would
think. Yeah, I mean, again, and when you look at the raw statistical, like, they're very similar from a year ago. Like their stats, Goff's and Love's stats from a year ago, very, very similar.
And if the Lions think that he's their franchise quarterback of the future, and because he kind of was bouncing around, bopping around, trying to find his spot, if they feel like they have a good marriage between the two sides, you don't cheap out on that, right? Like, look at how difficult it is to find a franchise quarterback. If they believe that Jared Goff is that guy, they're not going to sit there and go, will you take a pay cut? Will you take a hometown-ish discount? So I agree with you. I think they will be similar. I actually am very intrigued by this theory that you have about the two sides. I don't think they are repped by the same agency. That would obviously help things along. But yeah, they may be waiting for the other person to put pen to paper so that they can go up and above their representatives. Go ahead, Chu.
Who's ranked higher?
Based on what?
Who's a better player?
What metric do you want to use?
Well, you have a nine game sample size, and you have a 6-year sample size of a guy who's already been to the Super Bowl. Like, if you were to rank them in the top 10, would you put Jordan Love before Jared Goff? And I would not. I would not. Nine times.
Jared Goff also was part of a trade that they gave him away because his contract was too bad. He's improved since then, but it's not like Jared Goff, you can write an MVP. Jared Goff has no MVP in his future. I can promise you that. You could tell the story about Jordan Love having that.
Will they regret that trade? Because Stafford's on his way out.
No, they won a Super Bowl, and they wouldn't have with Jared Goff.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's the cat. But now they have to go and find him. But now they have to go and find a quarterback.
Sure, but after you win a Super Bowl, who cares?
I think when you're building a quarterback, you want one better than Jared Goff as your starting point.
So, but remember, they did draft Hendon Hooker. Now, he was coming off of the ACL injury in college when they drafted him, but they've got Hendon Hooker waiting in the wings, and he would be now 2 years removed from that ACL injury. And let's not forget, you know, Miss College Football over here, because this is the space I like to be in, how he lit up the world that season at Tennessee.
Oh, he was going to be the Heisman Trophy winner until he tore his ACL.
Yeah. So, Chu, is there any thought that that gives the Lions a little leverage? That they're like, well, look, if you don't want to play ball with us from a financial standpoint, we've got, you know, our next quarterback waiting in the wings.
I just don't think Jared Goff gets the credit he deserves. I think he's a pretty good quarterback, and he's proven it. Yeah, where there's some bumps in the road and some hiccups, yeah, sure, every quarterback kind of has that at some point in their career, but I think we're selling him way too short. And he's going to be around. My guess is he's going to sign a 5-year deal. He's going to be in Detroit for a while, and that offense is going to be pretty solid.
So what do you think is the most relevant comp to Jared Goff? And we're talking about Jared Goff because, as Gabe mentioned, we're waiting for a contract extension for him. We are waiting for a contract extension for Jordan Love. And Gabe threw out this idea that maybe the two are more connected than you think, because Jordan's camp is waiting for Jared to sign so that they can go up and above it. And Jared's camp is waiting for Jordan to sign so that they can go up and above it. Who's a good comp? Is Derek Carr a comp? Is Daniel Jones a comp? Jalen Hurts a comp? That feels high.
Somewhere in between those three, I guess, because he feels better. I mean, he's definitely better than Daniel Jones. I don't think we're getting any sort of argument.
And we all know famously Daniel Jones' number.
Yeah, 4 years, 160.
Is he better than Buffalo?
He's not better than Josh Allen.
But Josh Allen is also in the
pipeline.
What
has Josh Allen done? What has he done?
Ben,
what has he done?
All right, so based on this, Jimmy Garoppolo is a better quarterback than everybody we're talking about because he went to a Super Bowl?
No, I'm just saying, you take away from Jared Goff and you give it to what's his name again?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Have you watched Josh Allen play football? The guy fits
balls.
Yeah,
they lose in the playoffs every year. They exit early every single year, and they may not even make the playoffs this year.
No, they're going to make the playoffs this year.
Chew, that's right. Yeah, we are down on Buffalo. We are up on the Dolphins. You just remember that for the rest of the offseason.
No, they are not, because the Jets will be better than them, and Miami will be better than them.
That's
bye-bye.
Right. Not the Jets. Absolutely not on the Jets. Anybody but the Jets. The Dolphins.
It's who you got on your side.
The Dolphins.
You got to bet. By having him on your side, that means you also have to root for the Jets.
We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I want to continue this conversation because I want to get to what we think will be the numbers for, if you want to use Jared Goff as a starting point, for Jordan Love when that contract extension is signed, inevitably, this offseason. More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy right after this.
X-Golf, American Family Field is the place to go to work on your game. Maybe you just have a little bit of time over lunch. Go check out some of the great lunch specials, some of the great food they have there, because it's such a unique location overlooking American Family Field out and right. But you can also purchase your single game tickets that combine sim time and the game tickets. Purchase it on the single game tickets website for the Brewers. Also new at American Family Field X-Golf this year. If you're playing around, 18 holes, 9 holes, not one of the beat the pros, driving range, any sort of those things. You're playing a regular round at X Golf at American Family Field. You make an ace, you make a hole in one, you and someone else get to ride down Bernie's slide. That's right. You and somebody else can go down Bernie's slide if you make an ace at X Golf at American Family Field. Find out more at xgolfamfamfield.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
There's two things she counts in the house. One of the pictures. What do you think the other one is?
Firearms.
Viagra.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Make plans on Saturday to watch the Kentucky Derby at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. Head to the bar just off the lobby for classic mint julep cocktails, Derby Day food specials, live bluegrass music, raffle prize giveaways, and contests for the best dressed and the best hat. Make a night of it with dinner at Aria or an overnight stay at the hotel. This Saturday, put on your fanciest hat or your best bow tie and head to St. Kate for your Derby Day fun. You can learn more at stkatearts.com/events. stkatearts.com/events. I've got a good one lifting me up when I'm down. So Joshy just did me a huge solid. I was talking about how I need a chiropractor. He happens to know someone who knows someone. I don't want to ouch Joshy, but he's passing on a lot of good information here. And on the screen grab of the texts that he sent me, and there are many, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, something like that, 8. Joshy has 52 unread text messages. Are you the most popular person in this room?
I have 421, actually. I don't know why I gave you 52.
Unread?
Unread text messages?
Yeah.
400?
Yeah, I just don't respond to a lot of people. And just let them pile up.
I kind of like that.
Group messages awesome. That I get included in that I don't want to be a part of, mute that. Whatever's going on there, not my business. Don't care.
Why don't you just opt out?
That feels too rude. I can just ignore it and just be an observer.
if you choose to be.
Yeah. How many? 400 and what?
21.
421 unread text messages. Do you know how many unread text messages I have? 2. And I don't even know where they are because they're buried so far down on the list right now that I can't find them.
Yeah, I mean, I've long ignored all my notifications. The only notifications I get are text messages and work emails. Everything else, nothing else is ever hounding me on my phone. Don't want it, don't care.
Wow. How many unread text messages do you have, Gabe?
Let's take a look here. 1.
Is that because you just haven't gotten to it yet?
Correct. It's so let's open it. I was sent at 7:57 this morning.
1 minute ago.
Yes.
I have 3, and they're all from the person upstairs dealing with the first segment. And I'm
those might never get read.
Those.
Well, wait.
Because the first one was, don't expect any action for a while. And there's 5. I read 2. You're grounded. And that's it. I'm not reading anymore. Because I was in the right.
Oh, that's amazing. 421 unread text messages feels obscene.
Like, yeah, I understand how the emails in like your personal email will pile up because you're getting offer after all. Like, it's all basically junk mail at that point that you get to like your Gmail or Yahoo account. But like text messages are...
I would bet there's a text message from like 2... Because I've had an iPhone since basically you could get one. And I've then transferred over everything from that point. So it's always been backup after backup. I would bet there's an unread text message from someone in 2016 there.
What? Now we have to find out. Now we have to scroll through the unread and see what the oldest...
Okay.
We don't have to do it right now because we'll take a break. You do it during the break. We'll come back and figure out what the oldest unread text message in Josh DiMaggio's phone. He has 421 unread text messages. I was thinking that you're very popular. No, you're just playing hard to get. That's what you're doing.
Which is one way to become popular.
Yes. Back in high school, it worked for a lot of people. So did the opposite, by the way. So did the opposite. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on after this.